Jesus, seeing that he became very sad, said, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God! For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Peter said, Look, we have left everything and followed you. He said to them, Most assuredly, I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or wife, or brothers, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who will not receive many times more in this time, and in the world to come, eternal life. He took the 12 aside and said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day he will rise again. They understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they didn't understand the things that were said. It happened, as he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging. Hearing a multitude going by, he asked what this meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He cried out, Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, You son of David, have mercy on me. Standing still, Jesus commanded him to be brought to him. When he had come near, he asked him, What do you want me to do? He said, Lord, that I may see again. Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, praised God.